Friday, this beat don't matter. Chicago Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news. Seattle's talk. We're gonna have a good show today. I'm excited about this with our good friend and sponsor from Budget Blinds, Emmett Brost. How are you doing, Emmett?
I'm great.
You can get a hold of Emmett down at Budget Blinds if you want to talk to him about putting in some really good quality blinds. Budgets, you guys are celebrating what?
25th anniversary as a franchise.
Man, you look young.
Thank you. I'm 36, so I started young.
You started at 11?
Yeah.
You've been at this for 25 years.
You know what's fun? I started my first business when I was like 4 or 5 years old. I went door-to-door sweeping porches.
Wow.
And I ended up just mostly bartering for like candy or like cupcakes and cookies.
Do you still do that with your Budget Blinds?
Not so much with cookies.
Or cupcakes?
You know what? I have... when I first started, there was a woman whose husband had passed away out on a golf course. And... she called me out for a repair, and the repair actually turned into a replacement. on the window coverings. And it was like a $1,400 replacement because there were these silhouettes on this window. It's like 94 by 60. Huge window. And so she's like, well, I really don't have that. And we're out in the garage. And I was like, all right, well, just let me know. And then I look over, and I was like, what's in all those egg cartons? And she's like, oh, those are... golf balls that my husband collected for years, and I just can't find anyone to take them.
Oh my God.
I was like... I looked at it, and it was probably...
You must be a golfer, right?
I enjoy it. I'm not good. But I looked over, and I was like, there's like 300 golf balls there. I was like, I'll give you $500 off of your price.
Really?
Because...
Oh, you did the barter trade for the golf balls?
For the golf balls, yeah. And, I mean, she gave me a huge hug, and it was totally worth it, you know? And I haven't even gone through all those golf balls in 3 years.
Well, so. Hey, if you got some golf balls out there, give Emmett a call at 253-656-6778. You never know. You might... You know, do the same thing.
I taxed her on the golf balls just in case somebody from the States listening to this. There was tax on the golf balls.
There you go. Yes, there we go. We also got Andrew in the house over there. How you doing, Andrew?
Doing great.
He's got on the boards over there. It's good to have you, man.
Glad to be here.
All right, we're going to learn a little bit in Home Matters University here about some blinds. I want to touch base. You brought this up to me, and I had not thought about it. And that's related to safety. And I know there's you had said there's some new safety guidelines coming out. Can it talk us through, like, why did that all happen?
So I think it was like 2 years ago, ABC did a huge special on how window covering dealers are murderers. And we only care about selling window coverings because we want to strangle kids.
Wow.
As a dealer, that's how it felt.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it made it seem like only Target and I think IKEA had their act together.
Wow.
So it felt terrible. We actually have people tell us that they do not want us to drill cord cleats into their very nice windows and their millwork because, well, that's just more holes in millwork that they spent like $15,000 on.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what about your little child, your 3-year-old? What would happen if they strangulated because of our window coverings? Would you sue me? And they're like, absolutely. I said, that's why I put these in the windows. Plus, I'll get fined upwards of $10,000.
How do the cord cleats have to do with preventing the
strangulating
kids?
We attach cord cleats to the wall so that when you pull a window covering down, they're like giant, like miniature dock cleats.
Okay.
When you pull your window covering up to, or like a faux blind or wood blind, you have that long string. Instead of letting it dangle on the ground or nicely curl it up and put it into your windowsill, you should have that lifted up and tightened, secured somewhere away from out of reach.
Yeah.
So we do that on every single window covering that comes with strings. But the safety council, I can't remember the exact term. There's several acronymed, you know, councils out there. But I think it's like the Window Covering Safety Council of America decided that on December...
That sounds like a fun place to work.
Right? It's like the 15th. It's a voluntary mandate that as of that day, companies will no longer be able to sell cordless or corded.
Go back to this ABC special that they did with the kids. Mm-hmm. What was going on there?
Well, they had shown... a video that went on Facebook of a woman whose child, she was like recording, and then all of a sudden she looked over and there's her son hanging from the window coverings. He had wrapped the cord around his neck and was strangulating.
And she was just filming him and not going to help him.
The first thing I said, I was like, throw the phone.
Yeah,
but throw the phone. Man. And so like she sat there for maybe like 1 or 2 seconds because shock, right?
Yeah.
So that was something where it's like, how often does this happen? It right. used to happen a lot more. And as more private dealers like us have gotten involved or franchises have gotten involved, we do focus on safety. And so it has gone down in the number of occurrences. The places where...
Do you know how many deaths occur like in America?
Last time I heard, it used to be something like once a month, which is a lot. It's more than it should be. Any death is, right? But I think it's last I heard is like once every 2 or 3 months really? In America. Really? So it's still too much, but it's gone down significantly.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's not a lot, but every child's death is.
The majority of the time that it happens is with cut downs.
What is the age of the kids that are like?
You're usually looking like under 5 years old. Okay. And I was telling you, there was a video that I actually had watched when I had gone to a certified installer training down in Colorado. And they showed us a video of kids that they put in a room almost about this size of the studio. And they had like TVs up. They had toys out. They had candy out. And then they put ropes and string on the ground in the middle of the room. And the kids that were 3 and under, the first thing that they went to was they went and grabbed the strings and the ropes and immediately started wrapping them around their necks. And just by themselves. Couldn't even tell you why. It was all the way up to 5 years old. Kids were still doing this. I don't know if it's because, you know, like Harry Potter came out and it's great to wear a scarf or necklaces or whatever, but kids do that.
That's
and it's
scary.
Yeah.
Andrew, you got any kids?
Yeah, I have a 16-month-old son, so okay, I'm really cautious of this stuff. Yeah.
You're going to have a great night of sleep tonight thinking about that.
Well, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Emmett is such a jerk. Thanks. Well, we do think about that.
Yeah. That is really, really scary. So, okay, so going back to we kind of whether like it's a statistical study or not, that's mm-hmm. a problem because any child dying from that is not good.
Yep.
So what have you talked about the cleats. What have you put in place other than that for safety measures in budget blinds? Has there been a change in the design of the blinds? Or?
The manufacturers that we work with, they're not the ones that you're going to find as like a cut down blind company.
Okay.
So we work with manufacturers that are for custom. And so we do a lot of cordless lift systems already.
Okay.
Honeycomb are completely known. The ones in here, these are all corded.
Yeah.
In the studio. Yeah, because they're old. But like we have cordless lift systems.
You got the remote.
Yes. We have automated ones. Yeah. Absolutely. Shutters. Believe it or not, those are the best for child safety because they're actually safer for your window because you put a door in your window that has wide louvers that you can see through. So it's more safe because kids are less likely to jump out of high windows because you have to open a door.
That's true.
They're hypoallergenic. They increase the value of your home. And they're one of the best insulators because you're putting a door in. So we have a lot of options that, in general, people don't always think about that because of our experience. We're the ones that bring that to the table to say, hey, almost every one of us have children or have had children. And so we all think of it from that perspective.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk to Emmett about some of the other safety guidelines, some of the things they're doing. I want to find out like cost structure of these remotes versus corded because you're probably wondering like that's a great idea, but like how much more is that going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
Emmett can give you a rundown of that. If you're ready to get some blinds, whether it's new construction or remodel, Emmett's down in the Puyallup, Tacoma area. If you're in that area, give him a call at 253-656-6778. Or if you're not, go to budgetblinds.com. Put in the zip code where you're installing, and they can get you hooked up with the person that owns the budget blinds in your area. With that, I'm Pete. Mm-hmm. This is Home Matters, Car Radio, 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete, Home Matters, Car Radio, 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a really good discussion. Something, if you have kids in the home, we're talking to Emmett Brost, who is the franchise owner of Budget Blinds out in the Puyallup, Tacoma area. However, he has a lot of his compadres in different towns up and down the chain, right?
Yeah.
All the way from the Canadian border down through Olympia or further?
Yeah.
Or how?
Yeah, there's actually franchisees up in Victoria and BC.
Oh, okay. So no matter where you're listening.
Nothing against them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, eh?
Yeah, and you know what? There's even franchisees that cover all of Eastern Washington.
Really?
So, I mean, yeah. So
Spokane,
yes.
Walla Walla.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Jason Monk out in Spokane.
Okay,
so
cool.
There
well,
you
shout
go,
out
Jason.
To Jason. if you're listening, go if you, wherever you are, the best way, unless you're in Puyallup, Tacoma, you can get give Emmett a call at 253-656-6778, and his office will take care of you there. If you're not in that area, just go to budgetblinds.com. It's on the homepage. They can put in the zip code where they're being installed. So a good example, I think you're kind of getting at, like, let's say you're building a new home and it's in a different zip code from where you live. Put the zip code into the new home is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And also, I mean, we have ads from time to time on mynorthwest.com.
Okay.
So if you're just checking out, you know, the podcast, the you ad, might be able to click on the ad and go straight to our website.
You can, yeah, that's a good point he brings up. You can go to the ads, or you can also go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. You're up there as well. The podcasts are up there too in perpetuity. So Emmett's been on a few times with different. We talked about drapes last time.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, honeycomb blinds and energy efficiency, all kinds of really good information.
Yeah, and your buddy from Everett College.
Yeah, yeah. Good old Rob.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rob, man. Those are good days. Okay, let's go back though. I want to talk a little bit more about this safety thing. When we left, one of the things in my mind is, okay, I like the idea of, like, not having cords at all, having a remote system like you talked about.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, like, for, like, ballpark range? Like, maybe it's a percentage increase. How much more is, like, a remote system over a corded system?
Well, if you're going to go with, like, a louvered shade, it's anywhere from $200 to $500.
Okay.
Dollar difference, yeah.
All right. How about, like, just a honeycomb if I'm doing, like, a cord versus a remote on that?
It's actually kind of the same, really, because the motors are almost the same that they're putting in there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so it's not a huge, huge difference on it. But so, I will say this, that everything has to go cordless in most places that deal.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that because, you know, a lot of people are like running out to the big box stores, right? You talked about that, Andrew, a little bit, right?
And I mean, if you're not going to be able to get stuff with cords and you want to have the full array of options, where do you go?
So the vendors are developing, like, cut-down setups for cordless lift, but you're still going to end up with a heavier window covering and the motor's failing more quickly.
What does a cut-down setup mean?
So cut-down would be, like, if you look in your window right now and your window coverings are all the way down to the windowsill and you see more than one slat sitting on the bottom rail, that means that you're cut down. Yes, you have, like, an extra 10 slats that you promised that you were going to take care of and you haven't still 8 years later. Think of
that's really what you get from a big box store because they have to have a one size fits all.
Yes.
Kind of thing, right?
Yeah. It's like 72 by 72 that'll cut down to, you know, 28 by 72 or 28 by 65. You're still going to get 72.
Yeah.
And that's actually part of the whole cord part because that extra 8 inches, that's how much longer your cord is. So your cord's always going to be set to 72 inches long.
Okay, and that's so where it hangs down.
And that's where it hangs down.
Okay.
Yes, and so the new guideline is once it's down, it can't be more than 40% below.
But are they going to just cut cords out altogether? Is that where you think this is going?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in motion, and probably by 2020, from what a lot of manufacturers have told me, no more cords.
Okay.
So what you have to take into consideration is the cordless lift systems, they have what are called kinetic motors, which are like spring-loaded that help you move them. The heavier they are, when they are cut down, you're still going to have those extra slats, right, to meet in there.
To pull
you're going
to
wear
load.
So you're going to spend more on these automatically because the operating systems are more expensive. So you're being forced to buy something more expensive. Sorry, man,
I'm glad, and you're passionate about this because it is. Guys, here's the thing. Whether you have little kids at home like Andrew or your grandparents and you have your grandkids come over, this is a big deal. It's not just cosmetics. You got that cord hanging down. You can't watch the kid 24 hours a day while they're running around different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad could happen here. So I'm not trying to scare you to death. I'm just like, I think it's good that you're bringing this up. You know, it's like we have these things in our home and it's like out of sight, out of mind. You just don't think about it till like something bad happens.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
Well, I'm going to say this is that the jump to safety, right? Like that's what I'm kind of calling it, is like this jump to safety, this new thing of safety. So it's like, okay, think about when we went to seatbelts. Everybody all of a sudden you had to wear a lap band seatbelt.
Yeah.
But I know that there were families that were like, well, I don't really believe in them. I'm just going to use a bungee cord. That's good enough. There's something over your waist.
Yeah.
That's going to be the same. I'm going to use that as like the same, if you will, word image or picture for you to draw from, metaphor of if you're going to spend money on window coverings, you can either like jump to like a real safety belt that's actually functional. It's going to last a long time with the vehicle.
Yeah.
or you can buy something that's more of like a patch, kind of like the bungee cord over your lap for a safety belt. Yeah. Like, you're going to get what you pay for. Something's going to last a whole lot longer and be a lot more secure when you do something custom, because we're going to be getting something that's not builder grade. It's not only made to last you 3 years. It's made to last 7 to 15.
Yeah. I want to get into that, the cost, the price initially versus cost of ownership. We got to talk about that, because we talk about, it's like, guys, you've heard me say this time and mm-hmm. again, you get what you pay for. And also, you have to look at, what am I initially paying for it? But most importantly, what am I paying for it over time? Like, how many times do I have to replace this? The failings? We'll get into that in a sec. It's funny you bring up the seatbelt thing, because I remember back in the 60s when I was a kid, we had the Rambler and there was no seatbelts. And, you know, you think back on that going, that's like really ludicrous. We were barreling down the freeway at 70 miles an hour. We were in the back jumping around like kids. It's like, that's like a projectile going through the windshield.
I was born in 81, and I remember sitting on the floorboard on a road trip. So it's not that long ago, years ago, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, and you know, really, I mean, safety is there for a good reason, because, you know, there are reasons mm-hmm. why we have these things in place. We make things safer and safer. Let's go back, though, to help these guys understand, because if you don't, this is like out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. If you're not thinking about cords, it doesn't really register. Let's talk about, can you talk about plumb and square and windows and how that all factors into your custom fit? And he's smiling because he knows what the deal is on this one.
Yeah, I think we talk about this every single time.
Well, we have to, because
we do. The hardest conversation to have with somebody is you walk into their brand new, like in Puyallup, there's homes that are going up and they're like, oh, starting out at $500,000 for your 5-bedroom house. It's a great starter home.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it going, that's not a starter home. Yeah. But they're putting this house that weighs hundreds of thousands of pounds, right? With all the wood, all of the concrete, all the finishes. Their house is like, when they build it, it's perfectly square, perfectly plumb. When you hold up your level, you see the bubble right in the middle. But then settling happens and windows don't end up square anymore. Yeah. Floors kind of lean just a little bit. So we go into a lot of houses and windows, like if you sit there, run a tape measure across the top of your window and across the bottom, and you're generally off by anywhere from an eighth to 3/4 of an inch. And that's with like a $15,000 trim package. Yeah. So we have people tell us, you know, your window covering's crooked. And we're like, actually, that's not possible, because that particular product is cut by lasers.
Yeah.
And you want to go like lasers, right? Yeah. So it's perfectly straight.
Yeah. So you got a 5,000 tolerance or less if you're coming with lasers.
Yeah.
Okay. We come back. I am going to talk to Emmett about this whole cost, the price versus cost of ownership. We're going to get into that, do a little bit of math, so you can kind of see, you know, you can pay now or pay later. It's really what it gets down to. You're going to pay, though, either way, so you might want to invest in good quality right from the front. With that, I'm Pete. It's Home Matters, covering 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Back. This is Pete, and we got
Andrew
over there on the boards. I'm glad we haven't worked together. This is our first time.
I know. It's a blast. I'm loving it.
It's nice, man. It's really cool. And, you know, you get to, as you're in here, you get to learn some stuff along the way. I mean, you know, you always look at, I always say, you know, to the outside observers, like blinds, that's like watching paint dry on the wall. But there's really some, the reason why I say that is when you start getting
it. I said the same thing.
Before you invested in it.
Oh, yes.
But you know, it's like there's some really interesting things when you start thinking about it, especially if you're looking to replace your blinds. You got to go, okay, now I got to get educated on this, right? That's why we do this show, to help people get educated. So then when you come, you just go, okay.
That would be beautiful.
That would be beautiful.
Yes.
It doesn't probably ever work that way, but.
No, you know what? I had a very refreshing conversation last week. I had a Vietnam vet come into my office, and he was like, we bought these blinds like 30 years ago, and I need this one part for my vertical blind. And you're always like, man, I hate to break it to you, but it's lived its life. You need to move on from that vertical blind. And he's like, well, if I can't find it, I'll come back to you, and I'll get all new stuff. And he's like, but we want to do drapery this time. And I was like, well, if you're looking at real, true custom drapery, it's $250 a lineal foot. So if you're doing a 6-foot-wide window, you're looking just for that window portion, not to mention stack back, of $1,500. He's like, oh, yeah, I know. And I was like, you do? Because usually when I talk to people that bought 30 years
they fall
ago,
on the floor.
They're like, well, why don't I just get, you like $15 and my grandma doing it? And, you know, So he's like, no, if you're doing that, you're just living in the past. Like, you got to understand, price goes up on stuff as you, you know, cost of gas, cost of a gallon of milk. It's all different now.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's good. That's
that was
refreshing
great.
That
yeah,
actually
was great.
Somebody understands.
So I know, so I got to thank him like three times that day.
You know, that's a good segue into let's talk about this whole initial cost versus cost of ownership, right? So,
yeah.
And let's compare it to, because the one thing that people compare to is, okay, I'm just going to go in, I mean, forget about the cut downs and all that. I'm just going to go in, I'm going to buy this whatever low-end blind from a big box store,
yeah.
Right? How long do those typically last? I mean, what are we talking?
Generally 2 to 3 years if you're trying to use them once to twice a week.
Okay. And they run, what do they run about, price range?
You're like $50 to $80 a window sometimes, okay. Unless it's like a really big window.
Let's just say $60. So mm-hmm. then if, okay, so that's, we got $60, they last for a couple of years. Let's talk about your brand of something that would be kind of similar.
Yeah.
What's the life expectancy on one of your blinds?
Well, anywhere from, on those ones, you're looking like 6 to 10, okay. But they also come with a 5-year no questions asked warranty.
Okay.
So on top of the limited lifetime.
They just tell you and you come in and replace it.
Yes. So if anything happens to it at all.
Well, let's replace children.
Cats, children. You didn't like the suit. You like Sherman. Didn't like that last offensive play. You can ruin them.
Bam.
You can blow those blinds up and then just send us a video, you know.
And you replace it.
We'll replace them.
Wow.
Well, I mean, we'll charge you our service to come out because the manufacturer doesn't pay us for our service.
That's still a super deal.
Oh yeah, like
if
right
you
now
have
it's
anger issues.
Yeah, $75
your blinds.
Yeah, $75 for a $950 mistake in some cases. Absolutely,
wow. That's crazy. Okay, so on something that's equivalent, like what's a range in price or percentage that maybe they pay extra over a box store? What are we talking?
Sometimes, I mean, you're looking probably double.
Okay,
what you'd pay.
All right,
at least.
Let's do the math. So let's say I pay $80 at the box store. I pay $160 with you.
Yeah.
Let's just throw that number out. Easy mm-hmm. math, right? But yours, you said, is a 10-year life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other one's 2. So I have to replace it 5 times. So 80 times 5 is $400 in my math.
Plus the 8% each time,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
At least.
Plus the 8%. So let's say it's $500 if I keep going to the big box store versus I do a one-time investment of $160. Mm-hmm. Say $200.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it seems to me the math works out in your favor.
it really does. Yeah. And we also install. You know what? If you want to help us install, you're more than welcome to. We'll teach you how to do it. At least with me. Like, I love like getting a husband involved there to like show his kids that he knows how to do it too. That's awesome. If I'm there, I'll do that.
And you could pay him in golf balls.
Yeah. You know, I haven't got to go very many times, and I've lost a lot of those balls.
I bet you. That's why I don't golf. I play baseball, and I never learned how to golf. You know, swing my club right, so everything slices.
You know what?
It's too frustrating.
I had a boss, Jeff Milton, who used to work for the Seattle Fire Department. I think he just retired, but he taught me how to use my baseball swing, how it's almost the same as a golf swing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
the guy was,
I have to learn that
he was
secret,
like a, yeah, he was like a second dad to me, so he was
ball,
awesome.
It goes off to the right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... And usually, I had a couple times where it went off in another fairway, and then the guy with the whatever, the course master comes flying out in his cart. It's like, hey, sir. It's like,
the marshal.
Gonna kill
oh, yeah.
people over there. Yeah, the marshal.
Yeah.
You can see, guys, I don't golf very much. All right, let's go back. So, really, from what you're saying, it sounds to me like you guys do the custom measurement. So you get the exact fit. You don't have the cut down problems.
Mm-hmm.
Really, if you look at cost of ownership, you're in better shape financially doing it with you guys. And then what about, and you have the 5-year
no questions asked
warranty. And then what about like colors? How do you guys do all that stuff?
Well, we have samples, you know, we carry sample books where, because we're a custom company, the manufacturers, they may have a couple lines within some of those stores, but they give us access to way, way more than you would get. Yes, our vendors do. So like, we have a lot more of the custom colors that you wouldn't find available. And you know, when you're looking at those underneath the fluorescent light, looks great, but it's not going to necessarily match what you need for your home. Mm-hmm. And we'll have generally within the spectrum of that color, a few different colors. So we have a lot more to work with, and we also have more than one vendor that we work with, so we're not limited as to what you can get.
Okay.
Yeah.
We come back. I'm going to ask Emmett about kind of like, it sounds like you guys have like a mobile showroom you bring to the house. So we'll get into that so you can touch and feel. It's Emmett Brost, Budget Blinds, on PL up Tacoma. If you're out there, give him a call at 253-656-6778. If you're not, just go to budgetblinds.com and put in the zip code of where you're installing the blinds, not necessarily where you live, unless that's where you're installing the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are good. You guys know I bring in top-of-the-line sponsors. They do a good job. With that on, Pete, this is All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion with Emmett Brost of Budget Blinds. By the way, if you guys, we've had several discussions around this. If you want to check out the previous shows, just go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. The podcasts are up there in perpetuity. You can check that out. If you're in the PL of Tacoma area, give Emmett a call at 253-656-6778. Today we're talking a lot about safety and keeping your kids or grandkids safe.
Mm-hmm.
Around something that I never really, you know, until we brought it up and talked about it today, I never, you know, really thought about that. But I'm glad you brought that to our attention here. Okay, let's go back to the color thing and the showroom aspect, because it's like there's so many different choices. You know, you got the honeycombs, you got the shutters, you got all this stuff. So, they don't go to a showroom. You come to them, right?
Yeah, some of us franchisees, we do have like a showroom to come into, but it's more of just like to give you an idea and also for a place for all of us with our advisors or consultants to meet up, and also for your product to show up because we order it and it comes to us so we can get it installed.
Okay.
But we have vehicles that are full of all of different manufacturers' sample books.
So you kind of roll up in a van with all this stuff?
A car or a van, you know.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So
and
we
you bring all this stuff out right in their home to
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah, well, so I shouldn't come into your house with all, you know, at one point I had like 75 books in my van.
Yeah, that
so,
would take a little while to load.
Yeah, it's paralysis through analysis. So basically, we'll go through your house and we'll really take a look at how you live in there.
Okay.
We'll assess, like, hey, how do you plan on opening that window if you're going to have something in front of it? Or those windows are 20 feet high. How do you want to open those?
Yeah.
So we will, we'll go through and do that assessment process. We'll also look at what your decor is going to be, what color of paint you have, your flooring, if you have any backsplash or anything that you want to really match off of. And then we'll make recommendations of what vendors would work best for your given situation.
How do you ever get to, one thing I've always wondered, I know I've asked you this before because it still baffles me. It's like, how in the heck do you lead a client down to like honeycomb versus shutters versus, you know, something else? How does that all happen?
For me and for a lot of us, like we really want to know what your budget is that we're working with. Okay. You know, just look at, you know, some of those remodel shows. They always ask, yeah, like, what's the budget that we're working with based off your budget? This is what you can get.
Okay.
We work on easing into that conversation. Not everybody's as blunt as I am, because I'll just say, hey, besides free, what are you hoping to keep this under? And, you know,
well, that's a good way to start it, right?
And, you know, like, I'm hoping, too, that it breaks the ice the same way of laughing about it, because, like, everybody's thinking the same thing. And when I used to say, well, what do you want to keep this under? Everybody's like, is free an option? I'm like, no. Now that I broke your heart, you know, what do you want to keep it under? So once
know. I mean, they might fall in love with a particular style of line, but it's like, what is it going to cost me, right?
Right, it's like a college student. They actually should not have the top of the end Mac, you know, iMac in their dorm room. They just shouldn't.
Yeah,
you don't need it, but for some reason, some do, and some can afford it. Most can't. And so, what can you afford? Where are you at in your given station in life? You know, because we have a style for every budget. So when you ask that question of like, what can we give that's close to comparable, we're still able to find something for you that's close to comparable.
How many vendors do you guys rep in Budget Blinds?
You know what? I used to know that, but then at convention, it's like they introduce something new every year. Yeah, we just started carrying LED bulbs with a vendor called Simplify LED.
Really?
So, yeah. So, I mean, if before you go and buy and retrofit out
backlit blinds or something?
Yeah. You know what? We go into a lot of these houses, and they're super nice houses, and then they put in these fluorescent bulbs. So, like, you walk into a dungeon that takes 5 minutes to warm up each morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like you have some that are blue or purple. Yeah, so they're like, you know what? You're in the house. just go ahead and like, hey, do you want LED bulbs too at the same time? We can order them and they'll
that's
come in.
Really, that's a good idea.
It was a pretty genius move, whoever took care of that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So give me an idea, you know, before we wrap the show down here. If I look at like, it's, I'm assuming, and I might be wrong, so you can correct me. Is like drapes at the top end of cost?
Yes.
Okay. Can you walk us back down to, from the top down to the least expensive, like in categories of blinds?
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
You do definitely start at drapes and area rugs because we carry those.
Okay.
And you can get them for less from us than you would say most stores.
Okay.
Just going to throw that out there. Instead of paying them 10 grand, like you can do like five.
Wool Persian and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we do have access
to
those.
We'll talk about that in a future show. That,
right?
That'd be good.
So you have area that section, and then you have shutters fitting in with that, like wood shutters. Then you work your way down. Also, we have aluminum outdoor shutters.
Okay.
We do have we have outdoor lines of stuff, outdoor roller shades that will enclose like living spaces, just like the outdoor shutters. So those are up there in that end of like the drapery kind of deal, because that's mostly all automated or the shutters are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go wood shutters, composite. Polyresin are great shutters because they still look like regular wood shutters, but they're like a great fit for that tile surround inside like a bathroom.
Okay.
So you can, we can basically silicone them into place. So there's no drilling or anything. It's pretty slick.
Wow.
So then you have shutters and you have, roller shades, honeycomb, your blind products. So wood, bow wood, mini blinds.
Okay.
But then those will all adjust in cost depending on, you have different lift systems. You have cordless lift, you have motorized, you have retractable, continuous cord loop. So really from the, and I just did like what's most popular, because like Roman shades can fit in around that honeycomb area, the upper end honeycomb.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, when it gets down to it, it's like with everything, it's about form, fit, and function.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's what you guys do, the triple F, which is good. Emmett, man, it was good to see you again.
Yeah.
Good to have you on the show. Learned a lot. Keep your kids safe. I would definitely give these guys a call, especially if, you know, you're looking at replacing your blinds. Go with a remote system. I love that. That's a great idea. Get rid of the cords.
We have great integration systems for the remotes.
It's a smart move. Give Emmett a call out there in Puyallup, Tacoma, if you live out there, 253-656-6778. Or if you don't, just go to budgetblinds.com, put in the zip code where you are installing, and you will get connected with the franchise owner. Happy birthday, or happy anniversary, Budget Blinds. 25 years in business. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be around for another 25, 50, I'm sure. So,
I hope so.
With that, I'm Pete.
Andrew on the boards.
Nice, Andrew. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.